Consent will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Terry Pollard from New Sharon United Methodist Church in New Sharon. He's the guest of the Senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Ellie Price of Forest City.
Let us pray. Holy and gracious God and creator of us all, as together we begin this day in this place, I give thanks for each of these elected senators of our state government. Thank you for their families, the communities they represent, for the life experiences that led them to this place to provide a better place for us all. I give you thanks that these men and women have answered the call as ministers of government to reward good and punish evil. Thank you for all who dedicate their time and their talent and their service toward making Iowa a better place to live, worship, work, and play. So I pray that you would give to those who have taken up this charge of public office your light and strength. Give each of them wisdom and grace beyond their own understanding to make good and upright decisions, to temper justice with love, to know your will, to make it their own, and to live it in their lives. Guide them by your wisdom, support them by your power. And we invite and invoke your blessings upon our state this day. May we all remember the words that are inscribed in the preamble to our state constitution, that we are grateful to the Supreme Being for the blessings hitherto enjoyed and filling our dependence on him for a continuance of these blessings. So may all our lives honor you in all things. Teach us always the importance of obedience to your laws as well as service to others. Teach us love for you and love for our fellow citizens in all of our communities. And may your blessings for each one here be evident and appreciated each moment and day as they continue to serve this great state of Iowa. And then may we each day of this assembly all live in reverent fear for your greatness in comparison to our insignificance. All these things I pray in the life-changing name of Jesus the Christ, our Savior, the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 473, Senate File 474, and Senate File 481 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Ways and Means. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Selsey, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for a personal point?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. The people of Iowa have reached out to me over the past couple of months and thousands of them during my campaign to urge us as a body not to go down the path of educational vouchers. I noticed that this bill, Senate File 372, has made it back on the agenda today after an overwhelming outcry from Iowans that do not want to see this public policy take place in our state. 92% of all Iowans attend public school children and the parents who choose to send them, 92%. This policy would cost upwards of $250 million. So far, I haven't seen an amendment on the bill or a fiscal note on the bill. It's deeply disappointing. So really, my message today is for the people of Iowa. Please reach out to your senators. Let them know that you do not want private school and homeschool vouchers in the state of Iowa. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Des Moines, Senator Green, seek the floor?
For an announcement, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, today is Southeast Iowa Days at the Capitol. We have a delegation of business leaders from Des Moines, Henry, Lee, and Louisa counties that will be here today. So I would ask Senator Taylor, would you yield, sir?
Senator Taylor, yield?
Yes.
You're in order, Senator Green.
This is kind of a joint announcement, so I would invite all of you. I'll give you a little heads up, and then I'm going to turn it over to Senator Taylor. At 1 o'clock today, the Empower U, the students from Southeastern Community College, will be in room 116. These are high school students in conjunction with Southeastern Community College to talk about the issues that are pressing to our young citizens today. So I would encourage all of you, if you could stop down at any time after 1 o'clock in room 116. And also there's a reception this evening at 5 o'clock at the Embassy Suites. So I would encourage all of you to stop down. And just remember, everybody, the Southeast Iowa is really the Florida of Iowa. It's always 65 and sunny in Southeast Iowa. So I encourage you all to come down. And I yield the rest of my time to Senator Taylor.
Well, thank you, Senator Green. Southeast Iowa, it is always warm and sunny down there. I looked on the little iPhone here this morning and asked it what the temperature was down in the Florida of Iowa, and it told me it was 61 degrees. So quite a difference between here and there. I looked a little further and I said it was Miami, Florida, but it's about the same thing. So welcome all our kids up here today. I've been doing this for now my seventh year, and these Empower U students come up and they present some very good arguments for and against cases similar to what we do up here. It's really interesting to see how involved that these kids are in their presentations and what good reasoning they have to be for or against an issue similar to what we do here. So if you get a chance, sit in. You can come and go as you please. It's just kind of interesting doing what they've really put together. So if you get a chance to go down there, take a few minutes, take your lunch with you, and eat and listen to them. Thank you, Senator Green. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Clayton, Senator Breitbach, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an introduction and a brief announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome my wife, Teresa, to the chamber today. Also, I'm happy that she's able to join us. Also, give you a little history lesson. In 1475, Michelangelo de Lodovico Bonariti Simoni. So, Senator Bisignano could probably get that name a little bit closer than me, even though he's not 100% Italian. He was born in the Republic of Florence. And the reason that that's significant today is 481 years after that date, I was born in Manchester, Iowa. So it is my birthday today. Because of our appointments last night and our committees running a little late, I haven't been able to get my usual treats yet, but my wife has informed me that she will be going out to get them and bring them back during the day today. So help me celebrate my birthday. Thank you.
There being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Thursday, March 7th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Thursday, March 7th at 9 o'clock a.m.